WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Faith Abube. Israeli attacks on Hamas targets in Gaza over the weekend near hospitals. Healthcare in Gaza on the verge of collapse. ABC's Tom Sufi Burge in Tel Aviv.
The U.S. now growing increasingly concerned about the toll on civilians.
We do not want to see a firefight in a hospital where innocent people, helpless people, people seeking medical care are caught in the crossfire.
Israel keeping those humanitarian corridors in Gaza City open. Scores of thousands fleeing southward.
86-year-old Judge Marianne Trump Berry, former President Trump's eldest sister, has died of apparent natural causes found in her New York City apartment overnight. Meantime, her nephew, Donald Trump Jr., back on the witness stand today at his family's New York fraud trial as the defense begins presenting its case. In Los Angeles, the I-10 freeway shut down for the morning commute after a massive fire under an elevated portion of the roadway over the weekend. Crews assessing the damage. President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris today welcomed the Stanley Cup champions, the Las Vegas Golden Knights, to the White House. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 96 people in Wisconsin died from domestic violence last year. That's the highest number in 22 years. Those numbers are from the group End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Some social workers tell the State Journal they're worried the situation will get worse with looming cuts to federal victim resource funding. There might be trouble ahead for efforts to keep the Brewers in Milwaukee. The state Senate votes tomorrow on an amended bill to pay for maintenance at American Family Field. But as of this morning, not enough senators support it to pass it. Democratic Minority Leader Melissa Agard.
We believe that we can improve upon the bill, and we're going to continue doing everything that we can to make sure that the state of Wisconsin is getting the best deal possible.
Agard on Upfront on WISN-TV. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A nonprofit organization in Duluth is working to spread awareness and education on how residents should respond to an opioid overdose. According to a WDIO report, the Harm Reduction Sisters are teaching residents about naloxone and how to use it, as well as test strips to see if opioids have been laced with fentanyl. The effort comes following an announcement by the Duluth Police Department that there have been 36 fatal overdoses in 2023, outpacing the number of overdose deaths in 2022. A bipartisan group of lawmakers are sponsoring a bill in the Wisconsin State Legislature that would create a psilocybin research pilot program in the state. The program would be run through the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and veterans 21 and older with diagnosed treatment-resistant PTSD would be eligible to participate. The bill would create a medicinal psilocybin treatment fund to support the research, and universities would be able to accept donations to expand it. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got four in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to four. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Packers lose on the last play of the game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lost to the Steelers 23-19 in Pittsburgh. The game was back and forth and came down to the final 3 seconds. Green Bay on the Pittsburgh 16, and instead of a touchdown, the ball intercepted by the Steelers. Jordan Love.
Last play of the game, trying to take a shot to the end zone. Dialed up a play that we, you know, work all the time in practice. Pretty much just trying to get a shot right there in the front in line to Christian. The DB was able to jump in front of the route and make a pick.
The Packers now 3-6. They host the Chargers on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks are back at home tonight. They host the Chicago Bulls. Milwaukee losing to the Magic in Orlando 112-97. That snapped a 14-game winning streak the Bucks had over the Magic. Milwaukee now 5-4 for the year. College football, offense, defense, special teams, nothing seems to be working for the Wisconsin Badgers after losing at home 24-10 to Northwestern. Luke Fickell.
There's not a single complimentary thing right now that we're doing. I don't think we've done in the last couple weeks.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs level off around 53 this afternoon under sunny skies, westerly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 35. Tomorrow, high of 60. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 50.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer over on the board. It is 6 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon on Monday, November 13th, 2023. Welcome into the noon hour. If you're taking a walk over lunch, having a bite to eat, whatever you're doing, we are thrilled. We are happy. We are honored that you are spending your lunch and your early afternoon with us. Mr. Zommers, how the heck was your weekend?
It was pretty nice. Didn't do a whole lot, but got to play some board games with some friends. Watched the Packers lose. Although it was closer.
It was close. What was the score again?
23-19. We got a 23-19.
All right.
23-19. We have a 23-19.
That's fantastic. But now, point out, you talked to me before we went on the air. Tell people what that was from.
Yeah, that's from Monsters, Inc. And so as soon as I heard them say the score at the end, I just kind of shouted that to my roommates. And they looked at me like, what are you talking about? But it's towards the end of Monsters, Inc. At least I think it's towards the end. They get a sock from one of the kids' rooms. If you don't remember the concept of Monsters, Inc., it's a society of monsters. And they get their energy from scaring kids by going into doors into their world and spooking them, bottling up the screams. And so one of them comes back, and the rumor is that the kids are highly toxic. So one of them has a white sock on his back. And so 23-19 is just the letters of the alphabet for W and S, stands for white sock. They don't explain that in the movie, but it's just a fun little...
I think that's interesting. Did you figure that out? Or
I saw it on the internet years ago.
Really? All right. Well, that's fantastic. You can't go wrong with starting out with a 23-19 with a little Monsters, Inc. Packers did not look great yesterday. I saw most of the game. It just, it was maybe closer than some people predicted. But I said this to our friend Scott Klug last week. I said the Packers have not won there since 1970.
Right. Yeah. I told my roommates that.
Yeah.
And they were like, wait, really?
Yes, that's true. And they still have not won in Pittsburgh since 1970. But, you know, a valiant effort. The same cannot be said for Wisconsin football over the weekend. And wow, it was, and we're going to talk about this later in the show, but it was historic, not because anything huge happened like the, you know, it was historic because of the fallout in terms of what players and coaches said afterwards. And quite frankly, it was maybe historic is overblown, but I've been listening to Badger football for a heck of a long time, pre-Barry Alvarez. And I can't, and Matt LaPay is the best in the business in terms of my opinion, as far as college sports play-by-play goes. I wouldn't call him a homer. I think he's very fair and accurate. He calls it like he sees it, literally and figuratively. But normally, LaPay tries to put some sort of a positive spin on it. Hey, you know, this is tough, but let's look at this happening, or, you know, tries to be uplifting, realistic, but uplifting. he tore the Band-Aid off, or whatever analogy you want to use, over the weekend. I mean, he just said it. This is not a very good football team. And that's the truth. And that hurts. And he said that. And I give him a lot of credit. We're also going to play some cuts from Mike Heller. And I understand that Mike Heller is hosting another show right now on another radio station in Madison at the same time. But I don't care. Because Heller, Mike Heller, who does a lot of the post-game interviews and things with coaches and players on the Badger Radio Network, not just for a station here in Madison, but across the statewide network, which we at Civic Media carry. So I'm going to replay it in that context, but I want to make sure I give Mike Heller credit. It was his questioning to Tyler, to Waller, one of the players afterwards, and also to Mordecai, the quarterback, that got some very real answers. Things that you do not hear come out of the mouths of players, particularly at Wisconsin, very often. As a matter of fact, I don't know that I ever have. And we're going to play those cuts a little bit later. This is, I said this to a friend over the weekend. I think for me, this is just my take on it. To me, it marks the end of the Barry Alvarez era of Wisconsin football, meaning that there was a whole mentality of how you went about your business, what kind of a program that you had, what kind of plays, what kind of players. And I think if anything, this weekend, this loss to Northwestern, and that wasn't just that it was a loss. It was how the team lost. It was the fact that players, not coaches, not media, not fans, players afterwards said, we quit, or at least some of us did, and called other players out. And I think this is a real turning point, whether you agree with it or not, whether you agree with the decision that the athletic director, Chris McIntosh, made in firing Paul Christ and not hiring Jim Leonard and then hiring Luke Fickell. This is a new era. And I think it's going to be dicey at best whether the Badgers can beat Nebraska at home this week and then go on the road and play the Flexters, the Gophers, up in Minnesota to try to reclaim the axe. I hope for the players' sake, because there are a lot of great players and good guys on that team. I hope for their sake that they can rally and the people who do want to be there can get at least one more victory, get bowl eligible and have that, and also get the axe.
I hope so too. Because one of my roommates, Elliot, was there and he said that he's never seen anything like that in
really
college level or even really in high school where the players just kind of gave up.
Yeah.
And he said that basically the student section and any of the guests had to make their own fun doing like little variants on doing the wave and whatever and right. Slowing it down and speeding it up or reversing it. And that's what they did to have a good time instead of watching the game.
I listened to most of it over the air on the Badger Radio Network here on the Civic Media app. I listen to WRCE and Richland Center on the app, on the Civic Media app. But I saw some of the video and I think it was like 11, 12 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And there was like maybe a third of the student section left. And a good quarter, if not more, of the general bowl gone with 11 minutes plus.
Yeah, sounds about right.
So Badger football. However, let me give you some good news on Badger sports. The new men's hockey poll just came out. Badgers, number one. How about that?
There we go.
I mean, it feels like we're going back to 1980 all over again. The Packers suck. The Wisconsin Badger football team in the toilet. But by golly, men's hockey, we're a hot, along with the women's national hockey champions, we are once again a hockey school at Madison.
Sure seems that way. Yeah, following in the steps of the women's hockey.
Right? I mean, it's fantastic. So anyway, we got that going for us. We're going to play something from Trevor Noah. And again, we're going to get into some news of the day, particularly what happened over the weekend. It was Veterans Day. And President Joe Biden gave a great speech at Arlington National Cemetery. Very presidential, very inclusive. Did not single anybody out for hatred. Quite the opposite. Meanwhile, the former president gave a speech as well and also tweeted or whatever you want to call it, sent things out on social, which is exactly the opposite. And I want to have a conversation about that today and also a growing percentage of Americans living in unreality. And there's some really good things to talk about. But tomorrow happens to be the one-year anniversary for our show. So I spent the weekend thinking about where I wanted this show to go in the year ahead. And my sister sent me something that was on Instagram. Trevor Noah has a brand new, Trevor Noah, who you may or may not know, a stand-up comedian, but also made his mark on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart and then took over as the host of The Daily Show after Jon Stewart stepped down. And Trevor Noah then himself stepped down in 2022. They still have not filled that position permanently. But Trevor Noah, a great article in Variety magazine over the weekend. And Trevor Noah launched a brand new podcast. And the first person was Dwayne The Rock Johnson. But it's what he said about the podcast and where he wants the thing to go. Do we have time now or do it? So here's Trevor. We're going to talk about it afterwards. Here is Trevor Noah talking about having conversations in today's world.
If there's one thing I've always loved, it's having a spirited conversation. I've always loved how the words coming out of another person's mouth can change how the mush in your brain processes or sees the world that it's seen a certain way for such a long time. It feels like these days, though, we might be losing that ability. Or it's become a little bit harder. You know, a few days ago, I was at an event and people were having really interesting and dynamic conversations. Conversations about really difficult topics. Men, women, young and old alike. And every few minutes, somebody would start their opinion with the phrase, "Now, I would never say this in public, but..." Or, "I would never say this if I was being recorded, but..." And I found that fascinating. So many of us have opinions and ideas about the world that we live in that we are either unable, unwilling, or too scared to share. And I thought to myself, if we cannot have conversations about difficult things, if the conversations themselves are now the difficult things, then what hope do we have of fixing the difficult things? You know, I almost think of it like a minefield. One of the most dangerous places you can ever walk into is a minefield, because you do not know where they are. You do not know when your last step may be. All you know is at any moment, something could blow up. But the danger comes when you step into the minefield. Imagine if discussing how to navigate the minefield was as dangerous as the minefield itself. That's what I feel like we're living in now. And so, in this podcast, on this episode, and with every single episode that follows, I hope to get into those conversations. Let's chat about the things that make us uncomfortable. Let's chat to the people who make us uncomfortable. Let's come to consensus. Let's walk away still fighting, but understanding each other a little bit more. But most importantly, let's have the conversation.
Trevor Noah for his new podcast called What Now? What Now with Trevor Noah. You can find it wherever you find your podcasts. The question to you is, what are we not talking about? Because it's uncomfortable. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What are we not talking about? Because it's uncomfortable. Your calls on the other side, we'll discuss it. 844-967-2789. This is the Tom Alvall Show. And this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering healthcare to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 now past the hour of 12 noon. Mr. Zommer's on the board. Glad to have you along with us. As Trevor Noah, former host of The Daily Show, now with a brand new podcast called What Now, asks an important question. What are we not talking about? Because it's uncomfortable. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. Download it at your Apple or Android device. It is free. Takes less than a minute. The Civic Media app. You could also call us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. P-A-R-T-Y. What conversations are we not having because it's uncomfortable?
I know I have one. When Trevor Noah talked about it, I think he put it very well, but also it makes it sound like it's only about the big issues. And I think this is still relevant with smaller things. Like if you and your family or your roommates, the people you live with, maybe one of them has a habit that you don't like and you just don't talk about it, but you just keep building up resentment when really you can't expect them to read your mind. The easiest thing could be, hey, make sure you put the toilet seat down. I would really appreciate that. And they're like, oh, sorry, I didn't know that bothered you. And then they do it.
Right.
So like, that's a simple example. Not every subject can be so easily fixed, but.
No, that's true. Sometimes it's the small things in our life and we don't want to talk about the small. People that know me know this generally is that I'm a fixer by nature. In other words, I like to try to solve problems. I would rather be unhappy myself than to have the people around me unhappy. So I'll be the one that is left out in the cold, or I'll be the one that's unhappy as long as I know that makes everybody else happy. It's just, I don't know why, it's just the way I am. I'm not big into astrology, but my sign is Libra. I'm a Libra. I like things balanced out. I like balance. And so to bring balance, I'll try to do what I can to do that. But what issues are we not talking about as a society, as a family, as friends? What things are we not talking about because they're uncomfortable? And I think to Mr. Zommer's point, sometimes, you know, whether it's a simple thing in our household or whether it's a much larger thing in society, we avoid what's uncomfortable to talk about. We don't want to tick anybody off. And so we internalize it, but then it makes us even more angry. And when we do blow, it's a lot worse. I blow our top or our stack or our emotions rather than just talking about it. What issues, what things in our world, in our communities, are we not talking about because it's uncomfortable? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Go to the phone lines. Greg in Madison. Greg, thanks for listening. What say you? Hello, Greg.
Hey, how you doing?
I am well. Thank you for calling in. Thanks for listening. What say you?
Well, the thing that I don't hear talked about is a peaceful transition of power very often. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to read this real quick here. Somebody very famous said this: we all have our differences politically, but the presidency transcends these differences. We all love our country and we all want America to succeed. We all believe that when it comes to moving this country forward, we have an obligation to pull together. And we have to follow the humble, heroic example of our first president, George Washington, who knew that a true test of patriotism is the willingness to freely and graciously pass the reins of power on to somebody else. Now, we don't hear that talked about. And who, might I add, couldn't do that? The only president that couldn't do that was Trump. And that's what really bothers me the most, that we don't talk about that, because he still hasn't conceded, and he won't, because, and we all know why, he can't accept defeat, and he doesn't love the country enough over himself. So that's
a great observation, Greg.
Do you know who said that?
Who?
Obama.
Yeah.
When George Bush was at, you know, the unveiling of the portraits in the White House. He said that. That was his part of his speech.
A great.
And I don't hear that talked about.
Yeah, he's a great orator, a great writer, a great person, and I think to your point, Greg, you know, politically, George W. Bush and Barack Obama have very different ideals in many ways, but yet they show deference and respect to the ideals of our Constitution, and they've actually post-presidency, I don't want to go so far as to say they've been good friends, but certainly have worked together, and there's a mutual respect there.
Right. There was. And at that unveiling, you saw what our country is about, that you have to come together. And even though you're going to have differences, you know, like you said, the president transcends those differences. Yeah. And all presidents do that. They concede. When Hillary Clinton lost to Trump, she called him. Yeah. The big hanging chads controversy with Al Gore. He fought it. But he conceded. Yeah. And that keeps the country together. But with this guy, he can't do it. He doesn't understand what America's about.
Well said, Greg. Really appreciate your time. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it, Greg. 844-967-2789. What are we not talking about? Because it's uncomfortable. 844-967-2789. I think Greg's exactly right. And Trygve Olson from the Lincoln Project has talked about this on Wednesdays in our conversations with him. One of the fundamental tenets of democracy, representative democracy, is to have the loser accept the results and concede. And what we see in Trump is simply a divorce from reality. The reality is that he lost the election of 2020, Biden won. That's been proved beyond a shadow of a doubt in the courts and otherwise. And Greg's right. If you don't accept that, then everything else about democracy is out the window. And what Trump is preaching is that by conceding, by doing what's right, somehow that's a sign of weakness. And that's a dangerous path to go down. I think Greg's right. We have to talk about accepting loss. And by the way, that goes for anybody who loses, Republican or Democrat or independent or whomever. I know, to his point, I'm sure that for Al Gore and Democrats, it was not easy to concede the loss to George W. Bush in 2000. It was not easy for Hillary Clinton to concede in 2016. But you do, I mean, John McCain on election night conceding to Barack Obama. But you do it to keep democracy going. Great points, more calls on the other side. We see you on the lines. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Ready Network.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station. You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Leaders with the universities of Wisconsin are urging lawmakers to release $32 million. They released a plan last week to bolster degree programs to prepare graduates for key jobs in the Wisconsin workforce, but Republicans still want cuts to diversity offices. UW System President Jay Rothman says a deal's a deal.
We're taking the legislature at their word. They said this was focused on workforce development, and I think everyone in the state of Wisconsin can look at this and say, this is good for our state.
That's Rothman on Capital City Sunday on Channel 27 in Madison. A former Milwaukee police officer is acquitted of homicide charges. A Milwaukee jury on Friday found former officer Michael Mattioli not guilty in the 2020 death of Joel Acevedo. Mattioli says he was acting in self-defense. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. An animal shelter in Duluth has been forced to stop taking in dogs and cats after an increase in surrenders. According to a Northern News Now report, PJ's Rescue in Duluth has seen 27 surrenders since August and recently took in half a dozen puppies that were found in the woods. The organization is foster-based and doesn't have a facility capable of hosting so many animals. One board member cited people returning to the office after COVID as a reason they're seeing increased surrenders. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin state legislature would prevent the closing of too many polling places within a month of an election. The bill got its first hearing in a state Senate committee after accusations that the closure of polling locations suppressed votes in areas like Green Bay and Milwaukee. State Senator Lena Taylor said a closure of all but five polling locations in Milwaukee suppressed the vote there by 10%, and Representative Shea Sortwell called the closures unacceptable. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you asking the court to do something that spells out a school funding formula?
This is not about the school finance formula itself. It's about the voucher programs. It says to create a system of public schools. It doesn't say anything about creating two parallel systems and sucking the money out of the public school system and providing it to the private school system, which is what is happening.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Packers lose on the last play of the game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lost to the Steelers 23-19 in Pittsburgh. The game was back and forth and came down to the final 3 seconds. Green Bay on the Pittsburgh 16, and instead of a touchdown, the ball intercepted by the Steelers. Jordan Love.
Last play of the game, trying to take a shot to the end zone. Dialed up a play that we, you know, work all the time in practice. Pretty much just trying to get a shot right there in the front in line to Christian. The DB was able to jump in front of the route and make a pick.
The Packers now 3-6. They host the Chargers on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks are back at home tonight. They host the Chicago Bulls. Milwaukee losing to the Magic in Orlando 112-97. That snapped a 14-game winning streak the Bucks had over the Magic. Milwaukee now 5-4 for the year. College football, offense, defense, special teams, nothing seems to be working for the Wisconsin Badgers after losing at home 24-10 to Northwestern. Luke Fickell.
There's not a single complimentary thing right now that we're doing I don't think we've done in the last couple weeks.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs level off around 53 this afternoon. Under sunny skies, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 35. Tomorrow, high of 60. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM, right now 52.
OpUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
True.
truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along on a Monday, November 13th. Mr. Dahmer's on the board, our producer and engineer, talking. I was inspired over the weekend by Trevor Noah, former host of The Daily Show on Comedy Central, touring. In fact, he's in Chicago. Right. I know the WAUK signal in Waukesha goes down to northern Chicagoland. So wouldn't it be fantastic if Trevor Noah caught the show? And we'd love to have you on the show, Trevor, if you want to call in. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789.
All callers are accepted. No call, no topic is off limits.
We apply the Matt Flynn rules to our show as well. But Trevor Noah's doing his stand-up routine for 3 or 4 days down in Chicago, and he's launching a new podcast called What Now? And we played the clip here last segment of him talking about Americans having a difficulty now just having conversations, taking out the yelling and the name-calling and the finger-pointing and just having conversations. Because when we listen to others, we might not agree. And in fact, it might reinforce our own opinions more. But we will have learned something. We'll have learned something new from someone else. Or we'll have learned that we really don't agree with that person, but we learned something. And Trevor Noah said that in this country today, there are things, the thing that got me was what he said. He overheard people on a train or somewhere saying, well, I wouldn't say this in public, or I wouldn't say this if I knew I was being recorded. What are those conversations that we as Wisconsinites are afraid to have because we don't want to be confrontational? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. 967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Jack in Merrimack. Jack, appreciate you holding through the break, my friend. What say you? Go ahead, Jack.
Hello.
Hey, Jack, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Yeah. It's extremely difficult to have conversations because of several things. First of all, the current situation has encouraged extremist tribalism, in particularly with those who are backing Trump. I'm sorry, but that is the way it is. Mm-hmm. Secondly, it's extremely hard to have conversations with people who are not grounded in reality. And we still have, I don't know, what is it, 15-20% or more of the country that believes that Trump won the last election. Mm-hmm. How do you deal with something like that? Finally, it's extremely difficult to have reasonable conversations when you have a political candidate who is it's called Project 2025.
Yep.
And in that project, they have basically stated two major things. Thing one, day one, if Trump is elected again on day one, he will institute martial law and invoke the Insurrection Act to do that. And he will also, and he said this specifically, he will use the Department of Justice to basically go after his enemies, mm-hmm. Whom he considers enemies. And he considers enemies anybody that doesn't agree with him 100%. He's dumped a whole bunch of his previous friends because they've tried to make him a little bit more reasonable. This is, you know, these are conversations. How do you deal with people that believe that this sort of thing is okay?
Yeah,
that's my biggest problem. I had trouble trying to figure out how to do that.
I agree, Jack.
And you have to have a baseline of reality. You have to have a baseline of facts that we could all believe in and agree upon before you can have a conversation or a discussion, even an argument over them. There has to be a baseline. And I think that's frustrating for people who, you know, believe the sky is blue and the grass is green and gravity is real. And then you translate that to political terms, such as the 2020 election, which has been proven beyond a reasonable doubt that it was fair and free and accurate. And when people don't want to accept that, that becomes very difficult to have thoughtful conversations.
Yeah, I don't know what we do about such things, but and such people. Somehow, somewhere along the line, this has to be reversed, or we are going to end up in a fascist dictatorship in this country.
Jack,
we've got enough people that believe that's just fine, that it's very dangerous at this point.
Jack, always appreciate the call. Appreciate listening. Thank you so much, Jack in Merrimack. Off the text line from WAUK from Shaw, saying, Todd, the thing I never talk about is politics with others, whether I know they are politically aligned to my views or not, especially in this day and age. It gets so volatile, even among family and friends. Appreciate you call or text it in from Waukesha. You can text us on the Civic Media app on the Apple or Android device. I think that's true, right? A lot of people, I mean, the old saying, don't talk religion and politics, right? But now even amongst people, your own friends that you think agree with you, it just, to the texter's point, too volatile.
Yeah, I know. That's something that I had a lot of difficulty with for a long time. Mm-hmm. Didn't even really want to talk about it with friends. But I think what really helps in that is to find a point of consensus where you say, okay, what do you think is best for our country? Do you want people to be able to take care of themselves and afford food and things like that? Okay, I do too.
Right.
How do we get there? Maybe that's different. But just as long as you remember that for most people, almost everybody, your neighbors, your friends, your family, ultimately what they want is for people to be happier and more successful. And you have to find somewhere to come back down to.
Well, appreciate your thoughts on what are we not talking about? Because it's uncomfortable. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. To Jack and Merrimack's point that we have to be grounded in a certain reality, first of all, I want to talk about that for a second, for a couple of minutes. I want to bring up this. In San Francisco, a federal criminal trial may soon convict a guy for assaulting Paul Pelosi and attempting to kidnap his spouse, former Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Like plenty of the Jan Sixers, the violence against the Pelosis is now on a long and growing list of violence committed by believers in conspiracy theories, chief among them, QAnon. The Pelosi attacker's defense is that he really did believe that he was combating child molestation and other evils. That he really got, that was what he believed. On October 25th, the Public Religion Research Institute, a nonpartisan independent research organization, published the findings of its latest national survey. And belief in QAnon was among the subjects of the survey, and the findings are ominous. Get this, since March of 2021, the share of QAnon believers has increased significantly from 14%, 1-4, to 23%, nearly a quarter of folks surveyed. That means
that's disturbing.
Yes, that means that nearly 1/4 of us completely or mostly agrees with the following three statements. Number one, the government, media, and financial worlds of the United States are controlled by a group of Satan-worshipping pedophiles who run a global child sex trafficking operation. Number two, there is a storm coming soon that will sweep away all the cities in power and restore the rightful leaders. And number three, because things have gotten so far off track, true American patriots may have to resort to violence in order to save our country. Those are the three main key things that QAnon believers agree upon and believe. And this new survey finds that almost a quarter of those surveyed agree with the three things I just read. The group with the highest percentage of QAnon believers are white evangelical Protestants at 30%. The survey of over 2,500 people also showed 30% of Republicans and 30% of white evangelicals support political violence. Support political violence in response to the country's direction. But with self-identified Democrats, the numbers may be most alarming. Democrats who qualify as QAnon believers, and there are those out there, believe it or not, has doubled from since March 2000 of 2021. That from 7 to now 14% of people who identify themselves as Democrats also believe in parts or all of this QAnon theory. And Democrats who are QAnon rejectors has decreased from 58% to 43%. We have a national trend towards living in unreality. The percentage of Americans who completely reject QAnon's belief has significantly decreased from 40 to only 29% this year. This is significant because more often than we realize, our actions are guided by our gut feelings. One does not have to identify as a true believer. False ideas that gain high visibility can influence our thinking and actions. Humans have a trait that's called the jumping to conclusion bias. We tend to make up our minds about things quickly, often with very little evidence. It can make us susceptible to conspiracy theories. People like Donald Trump exploit this bias. So deeply human characteristics can trip us into a conspiracy theory rabbit hole. For one, we want to perceive order in chaos. And related to that is the tendency to see patterns where there are none. Making connections between unrelated events or symbols is a key marker of any conspiracy theory, including QAnon. So let's try an exercise. Answer for the following questions. You're running a race and you pass the person in second place. What place are you in? You're running a race, you pass the person in second place. What place are you in? There are likely two answers to this question, an intuitive one, first place, or an analytical one, second place. Only the latter is correct. You're in second place. In multiple studies, people who gave analytical answers rather than a gut instinct to the question like this, in this case, second place, have been shown to be less likely to believe in conspiracy theories. But don't feel bad if you got it wrong. It only goes to show that we all have potential conspiracy theorists in us. However, today, a shrinking number of Americans recognize sensationalist conspiracy theories like QAnon when they see them. The result is that real people like Paul Pelosi get hurt or killed. And the result, if this trend is not checked soon, is an imperiled American democracy. What say you? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Are we living in reality? And why don't we want to accept it? Back with more after this. This is the Todd Allbowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Appreciate you spending your noon hour with Mr. Zomers and myself. Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. What things don't we talk about because they're too difficult? And also, as we just discussed here, why is it that more Americans are living in unreality? Off the text line, by the way, you can give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Off the text line on WMDX here in Madison, Angie from Monroe says, when I talk to my roommate, she listens to a lot of the right-wing stuff. And I know my anxiety starts kicking in when I talk about things like what she believes. Things that I think are weird stuff, like kids getting sex changes under the age of 18. She believes like you could just walk into Planned Parenthood and walk out with hormones to change your sex no matter what age you are. My anxiety does get a little high when we start talking about things like this. And some of the stuff apparently they say on this right-wing radio stuff that she listens to, and my anxiety kicks in. And it's very hard for me to talk calmly. I'll admit that. But I'm never threatening. My voice gets high, and I tell her to think about this and let's be realistic, unquote. Thank you, Angie from Monroe. I think that's a good example, right? That when it comes to transgender issues, that right-wing media loves to gin it up and, again, put untruths out there. No, you can't walk into Planned Parenthood. I don't think if you're any age, let alone underage, and get some sort of hormone therapy to start a transition. That just doesn't happen. It's just factually untrue.
It's not. It's just like the whole abortions up till the day of birth thing. It just right. doesn't happen. There's no tent outside of the hospital that says free abortions here, and they hand them out like candy.
Right. It's just ginning people up in order to get some sort of perverted election result. And again, that's why I think we have to kind of tamp the rhetoric down and deal in facts. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Go to Milwaukee on WAUK. Karina in Milwaukee, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hi, Todd. This is Karina. I have a question before I'm going to say what I say.
Sure.
Do you believe in Santa Claus?
Do I believe what?
In Santa Claus.
Well, I mean, I don't want to get into that over the air. It's almost the holidays. I believe in the essence of Santa Claus. If we have younger listeners, I think I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. All right. So I think this is what's happening. And I've seen it in my country. If a country as is do not offer stable political ground, political ground, then the people turn into first a religion or religious crisis in the books, in the religious books. Because if, for example, I'm If I'm one religion and you're another, then your religion for me is pretty much that you believe in Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
So if we are bringing more and more religious people who is coming in as our new speaker, who is so polite, it actually have a goosebump on my back, mm-hmm. saying that the God bless him and God bless everything that he's a speaker. When we're bringing in the abortions and saying it's against the religion, whose religion?
Right.
If we are bringing all these factors in the political and governing of this country, people will eventually go into apocalypse and all bad stuff in the holy books.
Yeah.
Each of us has. And that supports this madness. Because if this is, if you are a Christian and you believe in the end of the day,
yeah.
and I'm a Buddhist and I don't believe it, this sounds very silly to me.
Right.
Besides the discrimination of the religion, it sounds really silly to me, but you truly believe in it.
Right.
You and I, we all believe in fairy tale.
Right.
Nobody came back and told me that they've seen the God or heaven or hell for this matter. So that position allows those people who are in a shaky political and governing time wanted to put their foot down like Mr. President, a former president, and use threats, scare, unknowing,
right.
Prediction, a scary stuff happened behind the closed doors,
yep.
and grab something and protect yourself, then obviously we have a problem.
Yep. Karina,
and
thank you.
I
appreciate
it. We have a problem because we bring too much of a religion and the politics and governing.
Thanks, Karina. Really appreciate the call. If you'd like to join us, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I appreciate Karina's passion, and she said this on the air, so I don't think she'll mind me saying it. She originally is from Russia. And we've seen this before, other autocracies, fascists, where there's this weird, odd mix of religion and government. And to her point, it's important to remember that the United States was not founded with a national religion.
In fact, the opposite. That's one of the reasons why the United States was founded.
Right. To have religious freedom, you know. And so when you start mixing in this white Christian nationalist far-right religion and trying to make that into what the government should live by, that is counterintuitive. That is not what the founders set the country up as. And it's fine to have people of faith in government. Got no problem with that, whether it's Christian or Muslim or Jewish or what have you. But, and those religious principles can guide individual people. But to suggest somehow that to adopt any of those religious beliefs as canon law for the United States of America is simply just not the way the founders set our government up as.
Especially when a lot of those matters are up to interpretation, and even people with the same religion might not agree with you.
And so I want to come back in hour two, and I want to have discussions and conversations about some of these things. Karina mentioned what's going on with Speaker Mike Johnson, who, if you haven't heard, we are 1 week away. This week, at the end of the week, the government is set to shut down. Also, Donald Trump making speeches over Veterans Days and bringing up Veterans Day, that is, and bringing up very odd fascist type of language. How is this? And we're going to try to have some of these hard conversations, also talk sports on the other side. That's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.